Dozens of motorists stranded by flooding, potholes in Southern California. Los Angeles, the tail end of a powerful storm doused the Southland with more rain March 15, contributing to mudslides, flooding, and hundreds of potholes that damaged hundreds of cars across the area and left motorists stranded. National Weather Service forecasters said the rain will diminish Wednesday, but the damage was done overnight, with some areas receiving rain at rates topping a half inch per hour. A drying and warming trend will establish through today and tonight as the storm system vacates the region and ridging builds into the West Coast through Friday, according to the Weather Service. Temperatures will warm into Thursday as a weak offshore flow pattern develops. Flood watches and advisories that had been issued across most of Los Angeles County were lifted by mid-morning Wednesday. But the heavy overnight rain left lingering impacts. Road closures. A mudslide caused the closure of Pacific Coast Highway from Beach Road south to Camino Capistrano in Dana Point. A chunk of the hillside slid down on the road at Capistrano Beach in Dana Point, CBS2 reported. No homes were reported in danger. In Newport Beach, above the Back Bay Nature Preserve, pipes and pumps were being used to drain water out of the hillside on Galaxy Drive. One home is red-tagged and neighboring houses are yellow-tagged because of the unstable hillside. In Huntington Beach, PCH was closed due to flooding between Warner Avenue and Seapoint Street. In Beverly Hills, a sinkhole temporarily closed northbound Beverly Drive to Coldwater Canyon. Four Sepulveda Basin intersections were shut down at least through the morning due to heavy rain from the previous night, Victory Boulevard and Woodley Avenue. Burbank Boulevard and the San Diego Freeway. Burbank and Havenhurst Avenue. And Burbank and Balboa Boulevard. Flooding and mudflows were reported across the area, including on La Brea Avenue near Baldwin Hills. More troubling for many motorists were the potholes. More than 30 cars became disabled due to potholes on the northbound 71 freeway at Holt Avenue in Pomona, with similar reports of damaging potholes across the region. At Los Angeles International Airport, 1.97 inches was reported Tuesday by the Weather Service, the sixth most for any day in March. The record daily rainfall at the airport for March was 3.1 inches set on March 7, 1968. In downtown LA, 1.89 inches was reported, the 24th most for any day in March. The record daily rainfall for March in the area was 5.88 inches on March 2, 1938. At Long Beach Airport, 1.53 inches of rainfall was reported, the seventh most for any day in March. The record daily rainfall for March for the airport was 3.46 inches on March 1, 1983. Dry weather is expected to return Wednesday night through at least Friday, with a chance of light precipitation over the weekend.